It's Farmer Fridays.
Yep, that's right. At 33 past the hour of the morning machine, the machine that makes your mornings move. Listen, we got to be impactful from beginning to end. And what better way to do that than to bring in our guy, one of your favorite Morris Brown College alumni. Stand up. Hey, the accreditation's imminent. Let me tell you something. Well, somebody knows something that we don't know, but you're about to know this upcoming week. So with that being said, it's time for Farmer Fridays with Farmer Wayne. Good morning.
Good morning, good people. How's everybody?
Doing good, feeling great. It's Friday, man. We done got to the end of the week. Can you believe it?
I can, man, believe it. You probably won't believe this, but I very rarely know what day of the week it is.
I hear that.
Until I look at a calendar, then I'm like, oh, man, it's Friday.
Hey, sometimes we have those moments. I feel you on that.
Yeah, sometimes you have them. I'm excited to have them right now. That means I'm busy and things are moving along. Man, I'm excited. I want to talk to y'all today about your 10,000 hours. So where are you in that journey with your 10,000 hours? In my given field, I'm probably on my 30,000 hour. But I had the opportunity to work with a master in their field yesterday. And this master was so captivating in what he did that everybody on the job site kind of gathered around to watch. So we had a problem on the construction site with the electrician. And the cascading effect is that everybody else needs power to do their job. So we bought in a guy. He looked at it. He couldn't do anything with it because it was so messed up. We bought in another guy. He just turned around and said no. So I put up the bat signal, and I called my dad, who's a 40-year master electrician. So we fly him down. He gets on the job site. We start working on stuff, getting stuff fixed. And one of the contractors asked my dad, he was watching, he said, how'd you do that? And he was in a switch that was just full of wires. And my dad paused for a minute and said, I don't know. I'm not sure what I did. Let me look at it for a second.
Wow.
So while he's doing that, I was like, did you know it was right? He said, yeah, I knew it was right. He said, but I've done this so often and I've done it so long, I was in a zone. He said, believe it or not, he said, I don't really get an opportunity to work on something that's messed up. So he said, so I was kind of excited. And not going step by step. So that just led me to think about my 10,000 steps and where I am in my given skill and where I'm at step one, step two in the next phase. So although things were a little daunting on the next phase of things, although you have bad days, the hours keep ticking. So as you're growing in the thing, you are going to get to mastery level if you don't quit. And if you seek the proper coaching, you can't keep your own counsel in some things. You have to have a master pouring into you. So in this, I'm saying with this project, I'm in hour number six or seven. But to have a master come in, I learned more in this week than I have in a complete farm build out of my farm and in the month I've been doing this before he came down. Not only did I learn some stuff, but when you're a master and you keep company with other masters, you have a level of proficiency in fields that aren't even yours. So he didn't know he had a level of proficiency in HVAC, plumbing, and in tile. So we got a chance to walk the job site and engage with all these other trades because he keeps company with masters. So you know, you get that term, birds of a feather,
mm-hmm.
flock together.
Yes, sir.
So if your people ain't doing things towards a mastery level or in a mastery level, you need a new crew.
Mm.
Not only did I save money, but you realize that there are people who just want to just rob you.
Mm.
And we got to go in and you know, I ticked off an HVAC guy, but he came back the next day and did everything correctly. We corrected the plumber, and that's all from just a guy who's been an electrician for 50 years. So that made me think, and one of my good friends stopped by who is in business at a level where I'm trying to get to. So it reaffirmed my position. Like, I'm keeping company with people that I want to get to that level. And I'm not, I don't have 30 or 40 apprentices. I got one.
Mm.
So masters can't spend all their energy with a gazillion apprentices. They got to keep learning themselves, keep building and keep proving. So I am a master of my field, and I am on hour 5 or 6 in this construction game.
Hmm.
Proud of it, but I just want to ask everybody, where are you in your mastery? What hour are you on?
Hmm.
And who's checking your work?
Man.
And that's it.
Wait a minute. This is how we start the next quarter. This is how we start the second quarter, getting into halftime with this, like, for real. Say that one more time for the people that's way in the back that just woke up and wasn't really paying attention. I need them to hear what you just said. Brother, this right here.
In terms of being a master, they say it takes 10,000 working hours. So I'm asking you, where are you in your mastery of whatever task or skill you're looking to attain or finish? What hour are you in? I'm telling you, I'm a master at regenerative agriculture. I'm teaching people. I'm keeping company with other masters. But I'm only about 6 hours in on this construction job.
Mm.
9,994 to go.
Mm. Man. Woo! Man. Let me tell you something, brother. Your nuggets of wisdom right here. See, this is the type of nuggets of inspiration that are needed on radio to get you into your weekend. Because you just never know. You might need that mindset in your weekend, too. The weekend isn't just to kind of let loose and relax and whatnot. Sometimes you might need these nuggets to go into your weekend to get you in a better space and get you to be, make those wiser decisions. Wow.
You know what I love about it? is that I'd usually be talking to myself.
Wow.
Hey, but still, when you speak to yourself, you're speaking to the people too, and that's it's great to have that dynamic. It's great to have that dynamic.
Yeah, man. I'm usually just like, man, Wayne, you need to be better at this. You need to improve here. And it's always, I have yet to find an answer that is akin to quantum physics.
Mm.
It's just, you know, easy. If we listen.
Right.
You know, working on a farm is not hard. Most people think that they can are better than or can improve on God's design. You can't and be profitable.
Right.
So, and it's the same thing with construction. I'm finding it's like, man, it's pretty easy. There's a measurement and there's a cut. You get it right, it'll look right. But you got to put the time in to learn. And you got to have masters around.
Mm.
And sometimes they're going to get frustrated with you because you ain't getting it the way they wanted to get it. You got to have the thick skin and intestinal fortitude to take that coaching. Because on the fourth time, if you're serious about something, your coach and teacher probably ain't going to say it nicely the fourth time.
Right.
Because you're not putting in the time after work. There's extra hours to help you get to that 10,000 faster.
Right.
You're not putting in the time outside of the daily task. You're not allocating extra time to improve. Reading, studying, meditating on the subject, talking to other people, checking out other techniques, because it could be something as simple as how you hold a tool that you may not have seen until you interact with other people. That's going to make your life easier.
Man, I'm telling you. This is one for the ages right here. This is one for the ages. What? If there's 10,000 hours, there's 10,000 hours. What hour are you in your mastery?
What hour are you in? And if you at 9,999, what's the next task you're going to master?
Mm. Mm. Yes, sir. Mm. Man, a lot of people. You got a lot of people asking themselves that question this morning, and a lot of people know that answer too.
Yeah,
but that answer changes depending on how much leveling up that you're doing and going into the next form of mastery. And so on and so forth. That answer continues to change because if you're elevating, that means your hours go up. All right, so I'm into the next hour. You're progressing your hours of mastery. It's
correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're always, you know, like, I'm not a Mason, but I know they talk about degrees.
Ah.
There's always levels.
Hmm.
Like, so you can be a really good farmer.
Mm-hmm.
You could be a great farmer.
Right.
And then you could be a master in your field.
Mm. Mm.
The master in the field can teach a holistic 360 degree form of farming. He's not just good at raising chickens. He understands how to use the chickens to improve the habitat for the cows, the sheep, how to keep the insects down, how to keep your water clear. That's mastery. understanding all the roles that are associated or connected to your role. Like, if you ever hear good football players talk, they knew every position on the field.
Right.
So to be a good defensive back, like Deion Sanders, he knew the defensive end's job, he knew the defensive tackle's job, he knew the linebacker's job, and he knew all the DB's jobs.
Right.
Mastery.
Mm.
Versus very good.
Mm. Man, it couldn't be even more explained better than that. Man. Whew. That's Farmer Fridays for you. Presented by Swanson Family Farm. Talk about the farm. What we got going on down on the farm?
Hey, man, we're doing April orders. So we got, I think, one more land left. And then we'll do our quarters and wholes and halves for April. Swanson Family Farm, LLC.com. All social media, Swanson Family Farm.
And that's how we get down. Every Friday, each and every Friday, we've got Farmer Fridays presented by Swanson Family Farm. Y'all better, hey, it's cookout season. Y'all better get these orders in. Better get these orders in. Some of y'all planning your cookout, and I hope you planned your cookout by ordering from Swanson Family Farm first. Some of y'all might cook out this afternoon. Because apparently we got the sun coming out here. It was supposed to be cloudy in some areas, but it's going to be warm. It's going to be sun in and out. Somebody cooking out today with some Swanson Family Farm meat. Grass fed. Somebody's cooking today. Somebody's cooking out today. And somebody tell me where the cookout's going to be at so y'all can save me a plate. Especially if you're using Swanson Family Farm products. Especially if you tell me where you're at, I'm pulling up on you. It might be after 8 p.m., but I'm pulling up on you somewhere. All right? So with that, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Have a powerful weekend, my brother.
You too.